The original garage door company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorco.charleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host, the king of sports himself. The only king who drinks his crown rather than wears it. The Betty White of sports radio. The myth, the legend himself, Mr. Bobby Harton. Let's start the show.
Hi everyone, welcome to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. It is Tuesday, August the 3rd. Fan Talk built by Baker Roofing. Been in business over 100 years. One of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. The third day of the worst month of the year, in my opinion. August is awful.
What was that? August. Wait, we're 3 days in, Bob. We got to keep it going.
3 days in to the worst month of the year. It'll have its good moments.
We got to give it time. We got NFL football on Thursday. That's something to look forward to.
You know, I I've been a Dallas Cowboys fan since I was a little kid. I have, like, zero excitement about this game Thursday night.
Well, yeah, you're not going to see any of the players playing the regular season. But, hey, Hard Knocks.
But I will watch it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I can't watch Hard Knocks because I don't have HBO.
We got to get you HBO.
I've had HBO like several times and I never watch it.
Bobby, I will send you my login so you can watch this Hard Knocks this year.
I'll be honest with you. I have seen very few episodes of Hard Knocks since it originated.
Really, it's one of my favorite TV series. I really enjoy the Hard Knocks.
Right.
I think it's crazy how they every week they just make it into like an NFL films. It's unbelievable what they do.
So, I just haven't fit that in my schedule yet.
I'm gonna send you my login, and we're gonna on Wednesdays we're gonna sit down and talk about Hard Knocks.
But there's a very good chance, about 100% chance, I will be out on my porch Thursday night. Braves on one TV and the Cowboys and the Steelers on the other TV.
I'm very excited for it.
And I will probably be more interested in the Braves.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, no preseason really means anything. It's just kind of a showcase for the younger guys.
I mean, I've seen the Hall of Fame game. I've seen it canceled because of weather.
Yeah.
It means nothing. I mean, that was 1 year there was lightning all over the place, and they just up and canceled the game. They canceled the game 1 year because the field was too bad.
They said, we're good.
I'm going like, how many months have you known the Hall of Fame game was going to be? It's Canton, Ohio. You have one damn game a year.
I know.
How could the field not be ready?
Yeah, it's definitely some poor planning on their part.
The teams got out there. They warmed up. I remember this was like 2 or 3 years ago. And they warmed up, and then they said, we're not playing on this.
I'm hopefully going to get through two quarters of this, because I feel like after the second half starts, it's going to get a little rough.
Yeah, you won't know any of it. Well, and the announcers just start chatting.
Oh, yeah, it is talk radio at that point.
They don't even call the plays anymore. But anyway, I was looking at next week's week one preseason schedule. A lot of games on the NFL Network. So
very good.
If you're into preseason football, there is a I forget what it's called. You go to NFL.com. I think it's called Game Pass. For $99, you can get any NFL preseason game you want.
It's pretty good for the NFL.
A lot of these are produced. If they're not on the networks or the NFL Network, they're usually produced by a local TV station.
Right, the preseason games, for sure.
But if you got an extra $99 and you have to see these preseason games, you can go that route as well. By the way, August 3rd, Tom Brady, 44 years old today.
Isn't he older than like 13 NFL head coaches or something like that?
He looks like he's 20 something though.
He looks better than he ever has. It's on that TB12, I guess. His health eating the avocado ice cream. I know you'd love that.
Yeah, that just sounds disgusting. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sure it's not good at all.
Speaking of avocado ice cream, whatever happened to the? What was it? What was the ice cream?
The mac and cheese.
The mac and cheese ice cream. Did that ever come out?
I do believe it came out, and apparently it tasted pretty good. I heard on Twitter. Yeah, apparently people were like, this is really good stuff. I don't think my taste buds would enjoy it.
Well, then it doesn't taste like macaroni and cheese.
Probably not. It probably has some, maybe like a cheese flavor to it.
Leave ice cream alone, man.
Yeah, what are we doing? Adding avocados into this and mac and cheese.
By the way, I did figure out another reason to hate the month of August.
Here we go.
You ready for this?
I am ready.
It is because of this month, summer field shows, and we get these mindless TV shows like Love Island and Big Brother,
right?
And they're on three nights a week.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So I'm taking it as you're not a reality TV show or dating guy.
Did mindless, did that give it away?
I mean, you're not a bachelor guy?
But there are endless commercials for this crap, too.
Yeah, it's like 8 minutes of TV time and 12 minutes of commercials.
I do not watch these shows. But unfortunately, if I want to watch a show on CBS anymore, you have to suffer through promo commercials for these stupid shows. And the promos are so bad, no way in hell I would ever watch one of these shows.
Yeah, the lady really enjoys them, but I am not a fan. There's so many on Netflix now, like it's becoming a joke at this point.
Well, we do get Netflix. I never watch it, but we do have Netflix. So just to let everybody know, I'm cool.
Yeah, you were on the path.
I am hip.
Might not have Peacock or anything else. We got the Netflix.
Well, I mean, every time you turn around, there's another streaming service.
Yeah, like Paramount
Discovery Plus, Paramount Plus, Peacock.
Apple.
I'm dumb in all this.
Yeah.
I mean, I pay $200-something a month for DirecTV.
Yeah, that's.
And I can't get any of this stuff on DirecTV.
Right. It just keeps adding more.
It's almost like they're begging me to cancel the DirecTV. But if it wasn't for sports, and I know I could get Hulu here and YouTube there and piece it all together, no.
But the Hulu, my brother has the Hulu Live Sports. He lives up in Manhattan, doesn't have cable. And he says sometimes, too, that he can't even access half the sports that they say they do. So cable for sports is much better than the streaming services.
Well, I did the Hulu to try to get the Longhorn Network.
Right. Right.
And I signed up for the free trial. Mm-hmm. And Longhorn Network is nowhere to be found.
Yeah, it's very inconsistent on their part.
But I like to be able to just get my little remote control, put it on ESPN, ESPNU, ESPN2, SEC Network, ACC Network, Fox Sports 1, NBC. I'm covered.
That's all Bobby Hart needs right there.
I'm covered, and it's worth me. I don't want to have 87 screaming services because I'd probably forget my password to half of them.
Every month when I look at my bank account, I just see, like, I'm signed up for that right now. That's crazy.
Scores from yesterday, a lot of baseball. Well, not a lot of baseball, but some baseball. Indians over the Blue Jays, 5-2. Phillies beat the Nationals, 7-5. Now Phillies 2.5 games back of the Mets. Orioles beat the Yankees, 7-1. Marlins beat the Mets, 6-3. With that loss, the Braves pick up half a game. They are now 3.5 back. Mariners over the A's, 8-2. Rangers over the Angels, 4-1. Brewers over the Pirates, 6-2. And the Giants beat the Diamondbacks, 11-8 in 10 innings. So, Olympics last night, Simone Biles returned to competition, won the bronze medal on the balance beam. That was her seventh Olympic medal, tying her with Shannon Miller for the most by a U.S. Gymnast. How many did Mary Lou Retton have?
When was that?
Years ago. I mean, she was like the first really big darling of the Olympics and gymnastics.
Right.
And that crew girl, what was the girl that broke her ankle? And I forgot her name.
My first one was, I think, Gabby Douglas, where I really remember, who was super dominant.
How many did she have? I mean, but it's some, seven is the most, apparently tied with Shannon Miller, seven now.
Yeah.
And then, for the most Olympic medals in, for a gymnast.
And then she has the 19 world championship medals
as well. If you want to brag, I mean, come on. U.S. Men's basketball defeated Spain 95-81. That win sends them to the semifinals in her fourth and final Olympics. American Brittany Reese got the silver medal in the long jump. That was her third Olympic medal to go with a gold back in 2012 and another silver back in 2016. And Uthing Mo won the 800-meter gold medal for the United States in her first Olympics after leading start to finish in that.
Yeah.
800. It's either Uthing or Uthing Mo.
Hey, it sounded perfect. The 800 is such a tough race because it's a sprint for two laps, so the lead the whole time is awesome.
Well, I had to look up the pronunciation. Full disclosure. U-H. How about U?
I think we can go
Uthing. Uthing Mo, I guess is their name.
Uthing.
Uthing. I don't know. There's no Bob Smiths anymore in the world.
No,
that's all I'm saying.
No, there's not.
All right. United States baseball lost the other day. They will now face the winner of Israel, Dominican Republic, and that will be at 11 o'clock tonight. As a matter of fact, I don't know where it's on TV, if it is at all. If Team USC wins that game, they will advance to the semifinals. If it loses, it goes directly to the bronze medal game, and the United States has to beat the winner of the Dominican Republic, Israel, and then beat the loser of Japan, South Korea, and that will put them in the gold medal game.
We just had to take a minute to get the boys hot. Now we're rolling, and we're going to get that gold.
All right. Women's soccer, they will now play Australia in the bronze medal game on Thursday. Sweden and Canada, they will play in the gold medal match on Friday. So the medal count going into the night, 24 gold, 28 silver, and 21 bronze. So then you have a 4-goal lead over China. But I think the Chinese, again, are pretty much done with most of their medals.
Yeah, with track, we're just going to keep racking up the medals.
I would hope so.
Yeah, Cindy McLaughlin.
You think we got probably another goal coming in women's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You would think men, maybe.
Yes. I think we had to get hot. I think we're working good together now.
So basically you're saying every time we lose, we had to get hot.
Yeah, we just give the boys a minute, all right? Coming off the NBA season, all right?
All right. All right, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Already heavy traffic as you try and travel home. If you're inbound to North Charleston on the North Bridge in West Ashley, there is a wreck causing delays. Also an accident on Highway 61, Ashley River Road, between Magwood and Ashley Crossing. It's heavy in both directions there. If you're trying to travel downtown, there's also a wreck spring at King. No other major issues. The interstate is moving along fairly well right now. As is 526, just be careful as you try and travel this afternoon. Visit the Holy City Farmers Market every Wednesday from 4 to 7 p.m. Drink on Noisette Creek as you shop crafts and goods from local vendors and farmers. Visit holycitybrewing.com for more info and for online ordering. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather. brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Periods of rain and a thunderstorm and a high around 79. Heavy rain and a thunderstorm tonight. The total rainfall of the day could lead to flooding. Overnight low 72. Cloudy Wednesday with a thunderstorm in the PM, a high around 80. Looking ahead, isolated and scattered thunderstorms all week and throughout the weekend. With your Lowcountry forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
This hour is brought to you by Roper St. Francis Healthcare. If arthritis, twist, or strains are causing you pain, then trust their orthopedic experts. They offer same-day appointments, online scheduling in several locations. Call 843-402-CARE.
I had this illness that really made me powerless over alcohol and that insisted that I got drunk. And so I got drunk. It doesn't have anything to do with trying to control it. An alcoholic who picks up the first drink will pick up the second drink. I can't say to anyone, no, 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 don't drink. But I can say that when you decide you don't want to drink, come to AA. The door to AA is always open. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
No one in AA said to me, why would a nice young girl with such a great future drink so much? They told me about themselves, and I found out that there were a lot of other people who were just like me. They drank only because the desire to drink was stronger than anything else. They didn't say to me, if only you'd do this, you wouldn't drink. In AA, they said, welcome. Come in and sit down. We know how you feel. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. Don't forget the number that we've been giving out forever, 843-721-9500.
That is the number.
I think we've had two numbers in the history of the show.
Really?
One was 566-1340.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. That's back when we were on the old woke when we first started. And then 721-9500 has been since we've been here.
721-9500 flows off the tongue very nice.
Well, thank you.
No problem.
You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter at FanTalk98.9. And again, you can listen to us in a number of ways online at CharlestonSportsRadio.com. You can listen to us on your Alexa device. You can download the app. Just go to the App Store or Google Play. Download ESPN 98.9 Charleston. And so you can get the show pretty much any way you want to. I will say, with all this crazy weather, we have had some interruptions over the air, but that does not disturb any of the streaming or the apps.
Yes, exactly. That's why the app's so great.
We are working on all of that, but it does not interfere on any of the whatever you would call these, the what would be a word for all this stuff? The online apps and all that.
Some streaming platform,
yeah,
potentially.
Yeah, our streaming platforms.
And we are on multiple of them, by
that's
the
right.
way.
That's right. We're 2 days until the NFL Hall of Fame game. That'll be coming up Thursday, the Cowboys and the Steelers. 3 days for preseason college football. Camps open up 32 days until Clemson plays Georgia. 37 days until the NFL season opener and 107 days until our Fan Talk Family's Radiothon. That'll be coming up on Thursday, November the 29th. Did want to let everybody know, in case you have not heard, sad news to report that Raven Saunders, who won the silver medal in the shot put. Her mother passed away today, and no word on the reason why. We haven't got any word on that yet. Clarissa Sanders actually worked about two blocks here from the station. She apparently worked at that Krispy Kreme for a number of years.
So tragic.
So sad news to report. So thoughts and prayers go out to Raven Sanders and her family to go from probably her greatest athletic moment to probably the worst moment in her life has got to be a pretty pretty tough thing to deal with.
Unbelievable, yeah. Definitely thoughts and prayers out to
And her
family.
Mother was just at the watch party that they had.
So sad. We just saw an interview with her.
Really sad news to report there. So, again, thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Raven Sanders. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing up Raven Sanders. And I appreciate and understand what she's doing when she has her own messages. She held her arms up right during the Olympics.
Right.
And that's fine. And I think when people do that, but there are two Olympic Chinese medalists that wore communist pins on their from Xingdomang. So you really can open it up to a lot of different things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've kind of.
There has to be sort of a limit what to do when they harm someone. Communism, they can't do that. When it's that's fine. You know what I mean?
Right, but you know, I mean, China is a communist country.
But we're not though. But the Olympic Committee
the Olympics.
Care about that.
The Olympics aren't in the United States either.
But the IOC doesn't. They shouldn't give one person. One country do this and that, someone do that. You can't do it. I mean, they're opening up to a lot of different things here.
Well, you know, I don't. I guess
they're under investigation for wearing pins.
Right.
It's your communism.
I mean, it is. I have over the last year. I have learned to just block out on stuff. I just watch it for the sports.
Right, but it's. I know the IOC is an old organization, and they're very old in their policies, but...
The International Olympic Committee is one of the crookedest organizations on the planet, so
terrible.
What do they know?
Right, well, yeah, but, you know, Raven Sanders was fine what she did. I have no problem with that, but then when the IOC lets other people do things like that, showing communism in their pins...
Right.
You can't do it. I mean, that really sends a bad message to the rest of the world. It's okay.
I thought the International Olympic Committee said Raven Sanders didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah,
she didn't do anything wrong.
No.
And she said, I didn't see where she was fine.
They wore pins of communism on there during the gold medal ceremonies.
They're a communist country.
you can't do it.
Well, that is like us wearing the American flag.
How can you promote communism?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask me.
You can't promote communism. Come on. You can't do it.
I don't even know where to deal with that. Call the International Olympic Committee. I don't know.
Yeah, that's China's communist country. So
isn't that like wearing some of that like us wearing the flag?
Yeah, that's probably. Yes, the exact same thing.
I mean, they knew the Chinese athletes were communists when they invited them to the Olympics.
Yeah.
If you don't want communism in the Olympics, tell China they aren't welcome.
Exactly. I mean, there's...
And they're second in the number of medals, so they're not doing anything to keep China out.
No, they're trying to promote China, if anything. You know,
I don't worry. I'm not going to worry myself. I got enough going on.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I've learned to block all that stuff out.
Yeah, do whatever you want. Like, freedom of expression.
Right, if you don't like
care.
What people do during the anthem, I mean, I don't like some of this stuff. But I'm not going to let it keep me from watching the sports I want to watch.
Yeah, you're not going to go to Twitter.
I just cut it on when the game starts.
Right, exactly.
Don't even look at the pregame. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah, block that negative energy out. Keep your blinders on and look to the positives.
I mean, that'd be like the Olympics being held in China, and they say, well, you can't, you know, You're a democracy. You can't wear an American flag on your uniform.
Exactly. Like they have the right to do whatever they want. And you're right. The IOC is an incredibly crooked organization.
Crooked as hell.
Yeah. For the longest time. They knew about Russia's doping scandals for the longest time.
And yet, you know, Russia is banned, but your athletes can play under another name.
The ones that weren't suspended or weren't on steroids, the ROC.
I am not going to spend today talking about the politics of the Olympics.
Definitely not.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do about it. If you don't like it, just turn the TV down. The Olympics on 5 different channels.
Yeah. Go on Peacock and watch the fencing, for God's sake.
You're into that fencing, aren't you? You look like a fencer.
I look like a fencer.
Yeah, you look like you could be a fencer.
Yeah? I think I should take that as a compliment.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, bang, bang.
You built like those fencers?
Yeah. They are pretty slender, you know.
You don't see any fat fencers like me, so I'm pretty much out of the fencing part of the equation.
I'm telling you, Bobby, if we put you in the handball goal, I think we could win at least bronze.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Southern Lumber and Millwork cares about you, your home, and your happiness, and they team up with suppliers that feel the same way. Supplying Weyerhaeuser Truss joist beams for homeowners gives builders and homeowners peace of mind. Truss joist is engineered to resist warping that can lead to squeaky floors. Get Weyerhaeuser Truss joist from Southern Lumber and experience the Southern difference.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
You should be driving a Stokes Honda.
This is Gary Fuller at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. We've just hired Tony Diesenberg to help us move all these new Hondas. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. As you know, Tony has been selling Hondas in Charleston for over 35 years because he sells cars the right way. And that's why we recruited him to join Stokes Honda team. This man needs no introduction. Everyone, a big Stokes Honda welcome for Tony Diesenberg.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Charleston. Thank you to everyone I've ever sold a car to. I couldn't be happier than I am to be selling cars at Stokes Honda. If you or anyone in your family is searching for the best price, the best car with the best experience, please come see me, Tony Diesenberg, at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue.
That's right, folks. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Come see me or Tony Diesenberg at Stokes Honda today at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda, from Stokes Honda.
Hello, William Smoke here with Smoke's Comfort Control, and I want to make sure you stay comfortable this summer. Turn on your AC and it should blow cold air. If it doesn't, you've got a problem. Give us a call today so we can get you squared away before the summer heat hits with our maintenance, repair, or equipment upgrade. The Smoke's team has over 200 years of air conditioning experience, and coupled with our affordable financing, there is no reason why you and your family shouldn't be comfortable this summer without breaking the bank. Smoke's Comfort Control is a third-generation family business providing heating, air conditioning, and plumbing comfort for life in the Lowcountry for 50 years. Look us up online at smokescomfort.com or call us at 556-9550. That's 843-556-9550. Smoke's Comfort Control.
The home of the lifetime warranty.
Depend on Smokes.
Smokes Comfort Control.
One of the questions that we're asked most at Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers is, how are you different? To which we answer, our name says it all. We're a manufacturing jeweler. We buy our stones loose. We cast our settings and mountings in precious gold and platinum and silver. Then we set those stones in rings, pendants, and earrings for engagements, weddings, anniversaries, and special gifts, eliminating the expensive middleman, creating savings that we're able and eager to pass on to you. But at Scatell's, we go even farther. We teach you about diamonds in a free seminar where under a microscope, you'll see how one stone differs from another, why cut, color, clarity, and carat weight are so important in your choice, and how for more than 30 years with no pressure, no obligation, we've helped thousands in the Lowcountry buy more diamond than they thought they could ever afford. That's what makes Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers different. In Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and at Scatell's.com.
Now's the time to get the Kubota Z200 mower. It's built to cut quickly and like a pro, so you can get the zero-turn agility and effortless precision you need to turn your lawn into a work of art. Right now, get the Kubota Z200 mower for zero down and 0% APR for 48 months or save up to $200. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
If you're on the hunt for a new Kubota, come see the helpful experts at Steen Enterprises. I'm Adam Steen. We appreciate your business.
Looking for a side hustle or a job for your kiddo? Consider Wingstop, the national leader in chicken wings and fries. Learn skills and trades that will advance your pay as well as your abilities in the hospitality industry. Apply in person at either location, Sam Rittenberg Boulevard or Rivers Avenue.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Seven and one of those number nines.
And I want $100 on a scratch-off ticket. Bought two 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. I was calling number five on the radio station. Won a four-day, three-night beach vacation. Deep-sea senorita fishing down in Panama.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. Used to be Country Tune Tuesday. Now that Trent is doing it, we've got Bro Country Tuesday, I guess.
See, you and Rafe were coming at me for the bro country here, and I look at it as just country music.
By the way, I want to shout out to Rafe. He's not going to be in today. Still recovering from the neck surgery. But he finally got home.
Very good.
And hopefully he'll be back in studio with us next week. NASCAR getting back underway, so there's really nothing going on to talk about in NASCAR. A couple of business-type moves, but we wish Rafe a quick recovery so we can get him back in here.
I was in Charleston Bagel this morning, and I heard some people over, like, they were talking about Rafe. They were like, yeah, he drives. What's the number of car drives? Like 34, I think.
They
were talking about how he just had surgery, and I was like, oh, Mr. Rafe's all over the place here.
Rafe's famous.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's famous. Coming up tonight, Augusta to River Dogs. That game will be at 7 o'clock, weather permitting, and don't know what the weather looks like for the rest of the night, but I know there's I think it's like an 80-90% chance of rain. So hopefully they'll be able to get that game in. Braves open up a three-game series in St. Louis against the Cardinals tonight at 8 o'clock. We'll have that tonight on 94.7 FM and 9:10 AM. By the way, when I go to break, if I say all three stations, it'll take a while for me to get used to that.
You've been saying that for years now. So, yeah, it'll take some time.
So,
sure.
Anyway, full night of Major League Baseball. We'll run down that schedule here in just a little bit. And also today is day 12 of the Olympics. And the ESPN Ocho starts tonight.
Is that right?
You know what that is?
I saw your tweet about it, I believe, or somebody's tweet about it.
That is when they do all these weird sports.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
The big day is Friday. Starts at midnight, ends at midnight. 24 hours of just really weird sports. So
any that we could be good at?
Tonight, well, actually tomorrow, you have the 46th annual Cherry Pit Spinning Spitting Championship.
Cherry Pit Spitting.
Cherry Pit Spitting Championship.
Interesting.
Sounds like that might be in a place that maybe they drink beer out of a fishbowl. I'm not really sure. The marble runs tomorrow night. Putt-putt championships. And at 9 o'clock tomorrow night, the World Depth Diving Championship.
Depth diving.
Death.
Death diving.
Death. Like dying. Death Diving Championships.
Now, do we know what that entails of? I could do some
research. I have no idea. I'm assuming death diving. So I'll let you figure all that out. So so if you're looking for something different from the Olympics and just want to see weird sports like marbles and Stuff like that. Death diving.
Well, death diving, or DODS in Norwegian, is an amateur diving belly flop jumping competition. So who has the best belly flop?
Oh, there you go. I could be all over that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just spread those arms out and get some height. There you go.
Oh, all right. So what's next for college football? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. But there are a few things I think you should look for that'll kind of give you hints of where we're going. In other words, if you see this happen, red flags should go up. One of those things is, I think the first thing we have to look at is what the Big 12 is going to do, because they're desperate. They're right. Desperate for survival. Bob Bowlesby, the Big 12 commissioner, meeting with Pac-12 commissioner George Kliakoff today to discuss the possibility of a scheduling alliance, merger, or other options for their conferences. So here's the thing that I don't know what's left of the Big 12. What benefit does that have for the Pac-12?
I think very little, right? I mean, I don't know.
What do they bring to the table that the Pac-12 doesn't already have? Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. There's no bigger brand power than right. The Pac-12.
Another thing to look for, what does Notre Dame do? I will guarantee you right now, the Big Ten and the ACC are both trying to convince Notre Dame to join their conference.
Absolutely. They're going to go to one of
them. And maybe even the Pac-12. You can probably throw in there because they have that Notre Dame-Southern Cal rivalry.
Right,
but
yeah.
But geographically, that would not work out. Another thing to look for, does the SEC seek more teams?
Now,
we already heard the rumor that was started yesterday about Clemson, and Florida State had contacted the SEC. Both conferences deny that anything like that was done. But again, what else you think they're going to say at this point?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to deny until it comes
maybe
to
fruition. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they did. We don't know. But that is one to watch, because if in a couple of weeks the SEC announced the addition of, say, Florida State and Clemson, then all hell is fixing to break loose. Then we're looking at the Super Conference.
Absolutely.
So that is something to look for. But here's what you have to remember. Conferences aren't going to add teams for numbers. They are going to, I said this the other day, they are going to add teams that bring them value. So those are just a couple of things to look for.
Yeah, the brand power has to be there. We know this is all about money. We know this is all about TV ratings. You have to have the brand power, and the SEC is looking for all the schools that have that power.
Let's say the Pac-12 and the Big 12 merge. That's 20 teams right there.
Bingo.
20 teams.
The SEC's got to go add a couple more then.
So, yeah. So what do you do at the SEC?
You got 16.
You got to get four more.
Oof.
Do you go after Clemson, Florida State, Miami, North Carolina?
I would think Clemson and North Carolina.
Those would be the top four there.
Oh, absolutely. Especially
nothing against the other schools.
Mm-mm. No, but North Carolina is on a trajectory with their brand power. Clemson already has that power. Florida State's, trickled down a little bit, but I would definitely, it would have to be those two schools right there.
Big Ten would have to go after six schools.
Oof.
So then we ended up with four conferences of 20 teams.
Wow.
So, I don't think we'll get there. I don't know what's going to happen. I have an idea that this thing will settle at maybe 16 teams. Because the Pac-12 can add four teams. They can add those four Big 12 teams from the state of Texas,
right,
and have a large footprint.
Yeah,
that state
they'd be right up there, absolutely.
You've got Kansas that can float out basketball to any conference out there.
Yes.
They bring nothing to the table in football.
Oh,
nothing.
No. No, they'll win one, two games, but that brand power with Kansas, that would be the reason they join, for sure.
And here's another thing I think you throw into the mix, too. Is Penn State happy in the Big Ten?
That's a good question. I don't think so. I think that
because
they,
if you're the SEC and you could add Clemson and Penn State,
that'd be huge. I mean, the brand power that Penn State had is
right.
Is
I mean, but I don't know. I mean, but is Penn State happy in the Big Ten, or are they at a point where we're willing to listen?
I'm sure that every school in the country right now is willing to listen
options. Right.
Any options.
It's a shame we can't follow phone calls like we do airplanes and stuff like that. So you don't know what's going on. But that is another, I think, a big question out there. Is Penn State happy in the Big Ten? Could you convince the Penn State to leave the Big Ten to join the SEC or the ACC? Let's say the ACC could go out and get Notre Dame and somehow convince Penn State to lead the Big Ten and join the ACC.
Oof. Now we're talking.
Now, granted, I know there are a lot of exit fees and all that stuff.
Right.
Teams and stuff like that. But those seem to conveniently have a way of working themselves out.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think if I were Penn State, Michigan, any team right now, I'd be listening to the options because it's all about the money. And if
right.
you can make more money for your school to get the recruits, to get the facilities, that's what you want to do.
Easiest thing for the ACC would get Notre Dame in West Virginia.
That's baseline. Yeah,
but again, I make the phone call to Penn State. I really do. Phone call to Penn State. So let's just, for just the sake of conversation, Penn State left the Big Ten. So the Big Ten to get to 16 will be looking at adding three schools. So I think West Virginia would be a good fit for the Big Ten. I think Iowa State, because you already got Iowa.
Bring the rivalry back.
And then you snatch up Kansas for the basketball.
Yes. Yeah, and then that'll tie everything together.
Right. And the Pac-12, they would to get to 16, they've got to add four teams. So if Kansas is out of the mix, then the Pac-12 goes out and they get Oklahoma State, Baylor, Texas Tech, TCU, maybe throw a Kansas State in there.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen to them.
Yeah.
But they bring nothing.
Nothing
against Kansas State.
They always have like a sneaky good year, like every 5 years they'll win 6-7 games. People are like, hey, watch out for Kansas State.
But they don't bring eyeballs to the TV.
No, there's nobody. They don't have any kind of brand power whatsoever.
Right.
I don't think I've ever met a Kansas State graduate.
So, I mean, it's fun to look at, but who knows? But there's just a few things to look for that could trigger the next big thing in college football.
It's just going to keep repeating itself over
and over. All right,
here we
are. We got practice starting on Friday. Does everybody just sit back, take a deep breath, and let's wait till all this is over with? We got to get this season in.
Yeah, we got to figure all this out.
With COVID issues back in play now, a lot going on in college football right now to be able to get this season in.
Yeah,
I think
we thought we had problems last year. We definitely got some problems this year, that's for sure.
I would just love to know, and I just thought about this afternoon, is Penn State happy in the Big Ten? Would they be open to a conversation?
Like I said, I think any of the top programs
right now
are going to be open.
Because if you form a super conference, Penn State's going to be in it.
Absolutely. They're a top 10 team almost every single year.
All right. We got to take a break. Call us. Hold on. We'll come straight to the phones. When we come back, you're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
issues on the roadways right now include accidents that are hopefully getting cleared up on the North Bridge, inbound to North Charleston and Ashley River between Magwood and Ashley Crossing. We have reports of a wreck if you're traveling Rivers at Green Ridge, Ashley Phosphate out near Saddlebrook. There's a wreck on Maybank Highway near the Terrace Theater, also out in Hollywood on 162 near the Newton Blueberry Farm. Bowman Road in front of DSW, there is an accident as well. Traffic is trying to fill in on your major roadways home, so keep that in mind and use caution as you travel. Conover Law Firm wants to help. Car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accident. Contact Conover Law Firm. Visit CraigConoverLawFirm.com. And remember, don't get run over, call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Periods of rain and a thunderstorm and a high around 79. Heavy rain and a thunderstorm tonight. Total rainfall of the day could lead to flooding. Overnight low 72. Cloudy Wednesday with a thunderstorm in the PM, a high around 80. Looking ahead, isolated and scattered thunderstorms all week and throughout the weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Car accident? Because getting more matters? Just call Joy. If you've received a quick offer from the insurance company, don't be relieved. Be suspicious. You can bet it's not enough. Not by a long shot. At the Joy Law Firm, we've gotten clients 10, 20, and even 50 times more than the insurance company's first offer. That's serious money that you can't afford to do without. Because getting more matters, just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston. Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
The Real Estate Lowdown from Godown.
Hi, I'm local real estate investor Daniel Godown, co-owner of CRP Real Estate and Charleston Rental Properties. Today's residential real estate investor needs a turnkey investment solution to generate passive income. That's CRP Real Estate. We're a top-rated local team of licensed agents, home improvement contractors, and property managers, offering a streamlined service to get you the best return on your investment. Contact us today.
CRP Real Estate at 843-594-1031 and crprealestate.com.
Thick thighs save lives, y'all. And in this case, they are saving the Lowcountry from the national chicken wing shortage. From the creators of Wingstop, let me introduce y'all to Thighstop. Delicious thighs the whole family can enjoy. Visit Thighstop.com to place your order or check them out on DoorDash for delivery.
Today, you hit the snooze bar. You checked your email. You checked your fantasy football team. You rejected an insulting trade offer. You ate your lunch. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a 175-mile-per-hour hurricane blows through your city, leaving it in a state of ruin. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Sun goes down. We'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We're feeling all right when the sun sinks down. Over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down, yeah.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, it's Ricardo. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, my brother's out there hitting the bricks now. He got a couple players out there, hopefully, to catch a couple GMs sleeping. But anyway, real quick, the NBA in 2023, they're taking high school players. And right now there's a league that's taking 16-year-olds and paying them $100,000 a year. So shots been fired already for the NBA. All these teams are accumulating draft picks, so when the 2023 comes, they're going to start absorbing all these high school players into the NBDL. So the whole everything you're talking about as far as NCAA basketball is going to change. This is going to be a big, big change.
Right. Well, I mean, what does that do to that elite league now that grabs these kids out of high school? Is that still a thing?
It's going to help them because now in 3 years, these kids that they pull out of high school are going to be prepared. You know, they're preparing them financially. They're grooming them for the NBA.
Right.
Their etiquette. They're interviewing. This is these kids are going to jump right in.
Well,
you know?
I mean, I think that's a good thing. If it does away with the one and done, I'm all for it.
Yeah, and kids can do that now
but,
with the G League,
but
right?
But see, it goes a little bit deeper than what you guys are thinking. What happened is last year in the NBDL, you got older players who were only being paid $55,000. So you brought in a bunch of 18-year-olds making $100,000. So every time this 25-year-old went against his 18, he wanted to prove that he was worth it, so they were beating these kids up. So this is not helping these 18-year-olds. They're pretty much being abused in the NBA deal. So there's got to be a different system, you know, to happen.
Well,
if you understand what I'm saying.
Again, the NBDL has never been a developmental league.
Mm.
It's always been for older players hanging on.
Exactly.
That's not what it was developed for. That's what it turned into. Maybe this will make it exactly what it was intended to be, a developmental league.
Yeah, I mean, they threw all this other money, $150,000, to a kid 18, where they got these kids only making 55, and you've been in this league 2 or 3 years. So every time they ran up against these players, they were abusing these young kids. And it's really, you know, anybody knows when you get abused, your confidence level goes down. So that's not really been a boost. So hopefully, yet, like you said, once the 2023 comes and this whole, you know, high school thing comes, it'll be different. But it's definitely going to affect college basketball as a whole.
Right. But it'll affect it in a good way, I think.
I think you will, because you know what? You're going to wean. I mean, but I don't know how the IAL is going to affect it, because if you pay a kid $150,000, and if I'm a booster and my family's like from Tennessee, my nephew can throw $200,000-$300,000 at a player and just, you know, put him in something, you know, call it a job, you know? So how can you equate? The NBA is going to have to come with more money to pay these 18-year-olds. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I think what college basketball should do once the NBA is allowed to draft high school kids, I think what a college should do is do what they do in baseball. If you come to college, you're here through your junior year.
Right. So basically what we're setting up now is these academies like they had over there in Dominican Republic. We're going to have a bunch of these basketball academies, and it's going to be football academies. So, you know, like Dominican Republic has all these Major League Baseball priming these kids to come over here and play ball. All of that's about to go away.
Well,
you won't see as many Latin players in baseball over here like you used to.
We already had that in football here. All right, Ricardo.
But I'm saying, all right, man.
All right, appreciate it. We already had that.
Yeah.
And Oceanside Collegiate or whatever that league is with all these
charter schools.
The Great Collegiate in Columbia.
Yeah.
There's a new one up in Spartanburg, I think.
Yeah, it's all developmental. It's,
right.
It's preparing you for the next level.
A little smaller scale of the IMG academies.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what they are.
That's
yeah.
what they're trying to create with Oceanside, yes.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bob, I think Notre Dame's going to stick where they are because they get big-time TV money from NBC.
Again, for the 1,000th time, Notre Dame will make more money by joining a conference with a TV network. They will make more money. What was it, $15 million? They get from NBC?
Yeah, $15 million, and it would be
and
like
you've
45.
Got, you've got ACC schools getting almost $40 million. I mean, I can do the math.
I can do the math,
This ain't about that NBC.
They're on NBC every year, you know?
They have seven games on NBC. Their big games are on ABC or ESPN.
They'll get TV money?
They're getting $15 million a year.
Give me $15 million a year.
Why would you take 15 when you can make 40?
Well, because 15 million, I ain't never had a million to begin with. So that'd be
So you would turn down 40 million because you've never made 15 million.
That's right. I know I could take the 40 million, Bob. You don't understand. If you've been poor and you never had anything, and you get a million at least, I'd take that and live like in a heartbeat.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
$32.3 million on average per school to the 14 members of the ACC.
Right.
Compared to the $15 million
that Notre Dame is getting.
Yep, exactly. You could double your profits if you went to the ACC.
Notre Dame probably gets a cut at a basketball tournament and stuff like that. So, but that NBC contract is not near as lucrative as it was anymore. And why NBC pays it, I have no idea, because ABC swoops in and gets their bigger games.
Yeah, the 8 o'clock games are always on ABC, you know.
Clemson, Notre Dame, was it on NBC? I don't think it was.
No, it wasn't. It was on ABC.
Southern Cal, Notre Dame, is it on NBC? I don't think it is. So, anyway, you know, it is what it is. I don't care what Notre Dame does. I think they're foolish. And I think they're going to be put in a position where they basically have no choice.
Yeah, they're going to have to go to the ACC.
Because if you're the ACC and if you want to add two schools, you can't have Notre Dame playing their other sports in your conference anymore.
No, exactly. No.
So, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on ESPN Radio, 98.9 FM.
When it comes to protecting what matters most, it makes sense to choose an insurance agent that's a part of your community. Your local Allstate agent, Philip Bradley, knows the ins and outs of both owning and protecting a home in your neighborhood, which means Philip can help you get the protection you want that fits you and your life. Are you in good hands? Contact the Bradley Insurance Agency at 843-881-AUTO today for a free quote, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Right now, South Carolina residents can get free tuition for more than 70 programs at Trident Technical College. That's right, free. It's no gimmick and easy to qualify. Just apply to the college, choose an eligible major, complete the FAFSA, and register for a minimum of 6 credit hours. Free tuition programs are available in engineering, manufacturing, maintenance, and technical trades. Free tuition programs are also available in culinary, hospitality, health and human services, as well as information technology. Get the skills you need to be work ready. Whether you're just starting out or looking for a career change, this is the perfect opportunity to get a quality education without student debt. So what are you waiting for? Visit us online or in person to learn more about free tuition programs. We're here for you. Your success, your future, your college. Visit tridenttech.edu and enroll today.
We know your best days include salty skin and a trip to the market in your flip-flops, and that on Saturdays, you lift heavy. And we know your relationship with that bridge is kind of complicated. If pain or injuries are making you miss out, Roper St. Francis Orthopedics can help. With online scheduling, same-day appointments, and the state's most experienced team, we make it easier to get back to living your best days. Call 833-660-HURT.
The River Dogs are home all week. Island Coastal Lager Dog Day tonight. Bring your dog for $2 hot dogs and beer. A wicked ticket steal, $4 tickets. Get it? On Wednesday for golf night. Fireworks on Friday. Tickets at riverdogs.com.
River Dog Baseball down at the Joe.
River Dog Baseball down at the Joe.
What's going on, Charleston? Mike Warner from Electronic Merchant Systems. As we start to bounce back and return to the norm, let EMS help your business. By partnering with us, you can take advantage of things like same-day funding, free point-of-sale systems, QuickBooks integration, and no-fee programming. That's right, eliminate those card processing fees. These are just a few things offered by the best credit card processor in the Lowcountry. Same company, same name, Google us, Electronic Merchant Systems, and see for yourself why EMS is simply the best.
Hey fans, the Citadel football is back to full capacity and want to see you fill Johnson Haygood Stadium this fall. Season ticket options start at just $100 and include all 6 home games. Come see all the Bulldogs have to offer, including a new gigantic video board and a fun, family-friendly environment. Don't miss out on one of the most unique college football experiences, including the pageantry of the Corps of Cadets marching into the stadium. Purchase tickets today by calling 843-953-3647 or visiting CitadelSports.com.
Situated among scenic marshlands with 13 holes along the Wando River and Horlbeck Creek, Rivertown Country Club is the obvious choice for golf in Charleston. This 18-hole Arnold Palmer signature golf course features exceptional putting greens year-round. Rivertown's a true shotmaker's course, benefiting seasoned golfers, yet approachable enough for public play. Located off 41 in Mount Pleasant, call Rivertown Country Club to book your tee time today at 843-849-2400 or visit Rivertown, that's town with an E, countryclub.com.
WTMZ, 98.9 FM, WTMZ, 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Southern ground and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. And know a mother's love.
Welcome back to you, Fan Talk here on this Tuesday, August the 3rd, Tom Brady's 44th birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Brady. 44. That's
yeah, we
huge.
Invited him in, but, you know.
I didn't get a Twitter DM back, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. It would have been nice for Tom to share his birthday with us.
I mean, we're a prominent sports media show. I'm surprised he didn't want to come on.
Well, what do you think, Giselle gets Tom Brady for his birthday.
CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.